In that context, does black artist mean literally black artist? Or to some Americans, does it mean also representing on behalf of civil rights or related issues or political hip hop?
Political Hip Hop is a listener-supported podcast. We appreciate all monthly donations. Follow the donation link on your streaming platform to donate. All books written by me, available on Amazon.com, or DM me at Tyrone Motif for your autographed copy.
Welcome, welcome, people. This is Political Hip Hop, American politics and the hip hop culture. I am your host, Tyrone Motif.
Yo, welcome back to another one. I'm yours truly, Tyrone Motif. This is that channel. Please subscribe. Please hit the notification bell. Please drop a comment below. And please give this video a thumbs up. So I hear Nicki Minaj's best friend, Spoonful of Sass on Instagram, just unfollowed Nicki. Nicki's still following her. And she's directing a new movie, Assistant Living, starring Cardi B. We're going to talk about it.
She asked, what's more cuter than her pretty face? I replied, financial independence, baby. Achieving financial freedom is my mission, baby. How to get money, how to get rich, how to save money without flipping the brick. I went legit, handled my biz until I started one. Black owned from the start jump, because a black owned business is how the God come. How to find love and know. How to find hope and go. Mental health first, self-help motivational quotes. After heartbreak, after divorce, after prison, after becoming a boss, I follow my heart, showing proof just how smart. How far we could go without falling apart. How we argue, yet grow in the dark. Like seamlessly hopeless dreams. Yet my Beyonce, fiance gotta be single but not for the streets. And my heart together financially free. And I'm a 90s hip hop baby. She 90s R&B, we both hip hop crazy. And the only reality TV is you having my baby.
Spoonful of Sass. What are you doing, baby girl? Fucking up your bag. Nah. On some real shit, Spoonful of Sass. I respect the move. Some independent shit. You like, best thing I'm known for is Nicki, best friend. It's time for me to step out, spread my wings. Make some power moves, be a woman, on my own tool, 10 toes down, get me. I got you, baby girl. But how you think Nicki fit? Nicki might be like, this motherfucking bitch. No the fuck she didn't. Nicki so gangster, she realized you unfollowed her. And probably kept following you. I ain't even gonna let her know I know. I'm gonna sit back, watch from a distance. That's what Nicki probably doing. Cardi, I love you, baby girl, but I don't know if you on your fuck shit or not. All I know, this shit don't look good. Word. Cardi, I don't know if this was your idea or if the white folks told you in the meeting, and you know, listen, I know you agreed to the movie, but we decided to add on Spoonful of Sass. You know she fuck with Nicki. We don't want you to pull out. We just want to confirm with you if you agree or not. Cardi petty ass probably... Cardi petty ass probably said, hell motherfucking yeah, I want her. Y'all better hire her now, pay her now, make her sign a contract now. Petty ass. Petty ass Bronx bitch. Yo. Oh my God. Yo, Cardi, you can't be doing this, Cardi. This shit ain't cool. I understand you trying to spread your wings. I understand you trying to be all in Hollywood and all that. But you gonna fuck around and make Nicki, make that nanny, watch that goddamn baby, and she gonna lock in the studio on your ass. You better, Cardi, you better stop being petty. No. Cardi, stop being petty. You gonna wake the fucking beast up. Cardi don't do it. Cardi don't do it. You gonna wake the beast up. You already see she in the studio. That shit with her and Drake and Wayne is fire. You better cut it out. That shit on Drake album, that shit fire. You better cut it out. Cause you know motherfucking Nicki got an arsenal for your ass on standby, Cardi. You think Nicki ass ain't been recording the whole time she was pregnant and being a mother and a fucking wife and all that? You don't think Nicki ass been in the studio? She got fucking missiles for your ass. You better sit your ass down somewhere, Cardi. All she got to do is hit the publish button. And your ass gonna be fucking jumping through fucking hurdles trying to come up with a fucking response. So you better keep it Hollywood and leave Nicki best friend out of this shit, you heard? If you want a successful Hollywood career when this rap shit is over, Cardi, don't get none of Nicki friends hired again, please. Because if Nicki take her ass in that motherfucking studio and focus on you, your ass done, Cardi. It ain't going to be an amigo that could save your ass. Your little raps be cute. Shit be sexy. Videos be lit. Mm-mm. Leave that bitch from Queens alone, please. I understand you from the Boogie Down and all that. I understand Homer Fat Joe, Pun, and Remy and all that. The forefathers of hip hop and all that. That's the essence of this shit. But Cardi, don't do it, baby. We love you. We need you here. But if you make another one of Nicki friends unfollow her and follow you and then do business with you to make some goddamn money, got Nicki out here looking like a goddamn fool, I feel sorry for you and that goddamn friend. You better leave Nicki Minaj petty the fuck alone. Because Miss Petty could be real fucking petty too. You fucking know that. I love Nicki. I've been talking a lot of shit about Nicki. You know what I'm saying? And her goddamn husband shit. And that motherfucking vaccine shit. I didn't even mean to say that word. But yeah, you know. I hope they don't tear my video up. But we all love Nicki. Nicki know this, my job. I'm just a blogger. Well, I'm trying to be a blogger. I'm trying to get my shit off the ground, Nick. I'm sorry, Nick. I'm saying, Nick, I love you, baby. But the video with your name on it be lit. Views be lit. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I might not get a whole lot of views, but I get more views than you. I love you, Nikki. We love you. Just please don't get petty on Cardi. I know her and your bestie on they bullshit, but please, we love you. Don't focus on them. Just get back to this goddamn music, baby girl, and the map. Yours truly, Tyrone Motif. This is that channel. Please subscribe. Please hit that notification bell. Please drop a comment below. And please, please give this video a thumbs up. Let me get the fuck out of here.
This was Political Hip Hop. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review.